always worthwhile to revisit, touch upon just some basic review halachos with regard to Sfiras HaOmer, which of course has just started yet again this year. Machlokas Rishonim, well known Machlokas, whether the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer Bezman HaZeh is Deoraisa or Derabanan. The Rambam is of the opinion that the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer Bezman HaZeh is Deoraisa, whereas many Rishonim, and this appears to be the general psak, assume that Sfiras HaOmer Bezman HaZeh, since there is no actual Minchas HaOmer, in the words of the Gemara Menachas Daf Samach Vav, is just a Zecher LeMikdash, meaning it's only a Derabanan Bezman HaZeh, unlike the Rambam, who assumes that it's Deoraisa even Bezman HaZeh. And the ramifications of that assumption that Sfiras HaOmer Bezman HaZeh is only mitzvah Derabanan are quite significant. So, for example, Tosfos says on Daf Samach Vav in Menachos that what happens if it's Sopik Chashecha? You don't know exactly whether it's already nightfall, which is when the Zman sphere begins. Tosfos says if you're uncertain, Yachol Levarach, you're allowed to even make a bracha and recite Sfiras HaOmer. You don't need to wait, says Tosfos, until Vaday Laila, because if the whole Chiyuv is only a Chiyuv Derabanan, so then this is a Sopik Derabanan, and it's permissible then to count if it's Sopik Chashecha. So writes Tosfos. Tosfos then quotes a Shitas Rishon that goes even further and says maybe even Biyom Samech L'Chashecha, there's a benefit to counting because you want to ensure you get Tamimos. Tamimos meaning that you should count at the beginning of the night so you get the whole coming day in your count. But that Tosfos rejects to count Biyom Samech L'Chashecha. Tosfos says that he doesn't accept, but he does allow to count when it's Sopik Chashecha. That is the psak of Tosfos. So although clearly the Chatchila one is supposed to wait for Tzeis HaKochavim to count, the Shulchan Aruch writes in Tuf Peites Sif Beis, HaMedaktikim Einam Sofrim Ad Tzeis HaKochavim V'chein Ro'i Lasos. The Medaktikim wait until Tzeis HaKochavim, that's appropriate, says the Shulchan Aruch. Notice, he doesn't say he doesn't say li'ikuva. He says it's appropriate to, it's better to, and those who are careful will wait for Tzeis HaKochavim. But it sounds like m'ikar adin, when is yotze, even if one counted ben hashmashos. And the Mishnah Berurah writes exactly that. It says min adin, one is allowed to be makel to count even before Tzeis HaKochavim, because ben hashmashos is a suffix laila, and this is a din drabanan. So Sofek Drabanan Lekula, since Sfir Bezman HaZeh, says Mishnah Berurah, LeRov Poskim is only Drabanan. Nonetheless, Mishnah Berurah says, it's not appropriate to L'Chatchila involve oneself in a Sofek. And that's why the Medaktikim will wait until Tzeis HaKochavim when it's Vaday Laila. And Mishnah Berurah then adds, that's L'Chatchila. But B'diavet, if one made a bracha and counted Ben Hashmashos, one is certainly Yotze. He then adds that you always have the added recommendation of Velia Rabba. If you count it and you realize afterwards, oh, it wasn't Seis yet, it was a little too early, so count again without a bracha. That's always you can do to cover your bases 100%. But Me'ikar Adin, even if one didn't count again subsequently and one realized after the fact that one counted Ben Hashmashos, one is Yotze Sfir B'diavad counting Ben Hashmashos, because Sfiras HaOmer is only Derabanan Bezman HaZeh according to Rov Poskim. Now, when is Tzeis HaKochavim? So, of course, there's many different shitos as to when Tzeis HaKochavim is. If Shkia tonight is about 7:41 or so, if one is going to work with the Tzeis HaKochavim of the Vilna Gaon, Shulchan Aruch HaRav, and again, even within that Tzeis HaKochavim of the Vilna Gaon, there are different opinions. But Shulchan Aruch HaRav will give you roughly about half an hour later, approximately. So, according to Shulchan Aruch HaRav, your Tzeis HaKochavim would be around 10 after 8, approximately, give or take a couple minutes. That's the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. You perhaps have the earlier calculation of some within the Shitas HaGra. So if one is at that point, tonight we're davening Ma'ariv at 7:55, and we're going to finish Ma'ariv, let's say 8:05, and Sfira is going to be sometime right around there. So if you would be medactic to be sure you get the Shulchan Aruch HaRav Seisach HaKachav. You want to wait till after Marv is over and count at 8:15 or whatever the precise time would be. So that would be L'chatchila, certainly an appropriate thing to do, says the Shulchan Aruch. Just be sure you don't forget. That's the obvious caveat. You have to make sure you don't forget. So set an alarm, have someone remind you. If there's any potential concern that one might forget, well then of course you have every right to count even Ben Hashmashos, and certainly at a time when there is already, according to some Shitos, Seisach HaKachavim. So that is one important nafkamina with regard to the Sfiras HaOmer Bezman HaZeh being a Drabban in terms of the Zman for when one counts. The Shulchan Aruch then in Sif Gimel tells us the following. So far we discussed only counting Ben Hashmashos, which we said Meirkadin is Mutter, but Medaktikim should wait until Seis HaKochavim. The Shulchan Aruch then Sif Gimel says, let's say someone is davening with the Tzibor Mibbeod Yom. Now Mibbeod Yom is also questionable what that means. Does that mean Ben Hashmashos? Does that mean no? It means even during Vadayom, but after Plag HaMincha, when already we know a certain halachos after Plag HaMincha, it could be considered Laila. So the Mishnah Berurah first quotes some Achronim who assume that the Shulchan Aruch is talking about Ben Hashmashos. Now, if you go with that approach, that one is davening with the Tzibur, and it's Ben Hashmashos, Safik Laila, and one wants to be medaktik and wait for Seisach HaKochavim, so the Shulchan Aruch says, again, according to this understanding of the Shulchan Aruch, you can count with the Tzibur without a bracha al Tanai, meaning right now it's Ben Hashmashos. You would love to count Sfir later on when it's Vada Seisach HaKochavim. You're afraid you're going to forget. So, according to one mahalach in the Achronim that Mishnah Berurah quotes, understanding the Shulchan Aruch's psak, Ben Hashmashos, you can count without a bracha al Tanai, meaning you have in mind that if I remember later to count, I do not want to be Yotze now, I want to count later, and then you can count later with a bracha after Seisach HaKochavim. But if I forget to count later, I want to be Yotze now. So you count now without a bracha. You have in mind, if I remember later after Tzeis to count, I want to not be Yotze now. I want to count then, and then you can count later with a bracha. So that is the mahalach that the Mishnah Berurah quotes in the Shulchan Aruch. He quotes this from the Gra and from the Taz, that again, if one is davening with the Tzibur, and it is, like we just said, Ben Hashmashos, so it's going to be 8:05, and you usually hold like the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, Seisach HaKochavim, and it's not Tzeis until 8:10, 8:12, whatever the Zman is. And now it's 8:05, and you're not sure why. Remember, I forget. So the Shulchan Aruch allows you to count without a bracha, with the Tzibur, al Tanai, that if I don't remember later, I want to be Yotze now. Whereas if I do remember later, then I do not want to be Yotze now, and then you'd be allowed to count again later with a bracha. This is the Mahalach, the Mishnah Berurah quotes within the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Gimel, which is a fascinating Psak. That involves the assumption that one can perform a mitzvah and have in mind that despite doing the mitzvah, I don't want to be Yotze on a conditional basis. That's the whole tachidish unto itself. Normally we require you to have kavana to be Yotze mitzvah. Now we're assuming that your kavana could undermine your fulfillment of the mitzvah. Now that alone is not a chiddush. Of course, if I do something without kavana, or let me put it this way. If I do something with kavana not to be Yotze, of course I'm not Yotze. But this is conditional kavana. This is doing the mitzvah of Sviras HaOmer. And the dafka having in mind a Tanai that could, on a conditional basis, undermine your fulfillment of the mitzvah. That's a fascinating chiddush in the Shulchan Aruch. In other words, having kavana to do something and not be Yotze, that we know works. But having kavana that I want to be Yotze on a conditional basis, and maybe not, maybe yes, that's the chiddush here in the Shulchan Aruch Psak and Sif Gimel. Fascinating chiddush lahalacha. Again, according to the Mahalach of the Gra and the Taz, it's quoted by the Mishnah Berurah, that you can have kavana to count without a bracha and to be yotze only outside that you don't remember later on. But if I remember later on, I don't want to be yotze now, and then I can count later after Seisach HaKochavim with a bracha. Fascinating, fascinating chiddush. Oh, very good. So the Ramah says, even if you answered Amen to the bracha of the Shliach Tzibur, in this case where you're davening and it's still Ben Hashmashos and you're afraid, will I remember later, not remember later, Ramah says, even if you answered Amen to the bracha of the Tzibur, but if you had in mind, again, that Tanai, that if I remember later, I don't want to be Yotzei, so then that Kavana and that Tanai will work to allow you to count later, if you remember later, to count with a bracha. If you don't remember later on, then your tanai was, my kavana was to be able to now. So you're saying, does the bracha count for you? If you remember later, you're saying? Well, during the morning, you can never count with the bracha. I'm saying if you remember later that night. Right, so you'll say, correct, right. Yes, correct. In other words, if you counted out Tanai, if you counted out Tanai, that if I don't remember later tonight, I want to be Yotzei now, and you count it now without the bracha, you're Yotzei, and you could count again tomorrow night with the bracha. Correct. Okay.